We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we're back. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. They've put me in a new studio as we're trying to, like, this we're trying to be safe here, Ike, right? So we are now in separate studios, and I feel good about it, except, you know, we're going through some hiccups here with some of the some of the technology stuff. So I'm learning the one thing, though. There's a touchscreen in here. Jack, am I able to have a touchscreen in here that works?
You can put cuts in.
Does it work?
Yeah, you got to put in deck 2, though. Deck 1 doesn't work.
Well, regardless, no, but you have your own page, right? So I could just go off of that.
Yeah, but you can't touch it. You got to put your mouse on it, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, we'll
figure it out.
Oh, really? You can't touch it? Got you. All right. So baseball ratings over the weekend, right? So they have the Sunday Night Baseball opener this year compared to last year. Where would you think that baseball, as far as having – now, it didn't open up on Sunday night like it normally does, right?
Right.
So it's a little bit different than last year. Plus, it's in July. But you would have figured a build-up to the first weekend in baseball would have meant something. Where do you think the ratings were as opposed to last year? Sunday Night Baseball opener on ESPN. Do you think it was – Jack, you can be involved in this.
Better.
It was not better.
Okay.
It was not better. In 2019, the Phillies and the Braves last year, the Braves and the Phillies and the Braves last year had 1.87 million viewers. This year, the Braves and the Mets, so it had a New York market in it as well, had 1.39 million viewers. So almost a half a million less viewers this year compared to opening day last year.
Yeah.
Which is, I think
that's very good.
I was shocked. Well, they're down half a million. So you had only.
Yeah, but you weren't dealing with a pandemic last year. And you're talking about the Braves and the Phillies who had just signed Bryce Harper. One of the biggest names, most popular faces in baseball. So to me, only being down 500,000, like, we are diehard sports fans. You don't have the casual fan that's watching baseball as much right now.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, you don't have that casual fan as much.
We talked about this a little bit, or I guess during the height of this, that I never really felt like baseball was going to come back and I was going to see, like, oh, my God.
Like, ridiculous numbers,
I didn't think it'd be a big bump. I didn't think it'd go down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you look at, like, the Fox game on opening day, that was up 19% from last year.
Okay.
So that was one of the things that went up. But, like if football is coming back, I would expect, like, almost Super Bowl
right.
numbers. Because I think people would just be that thirsty for football. I just didn't have the same feeling about
no.
baseball.
No, if you're a baseball fan, you're going to watch. Yeah, I don't think it was bringing any non-baseball fans like, oh, hey, let's go watch Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
I do wonder what, like, NBC Sports Phillies ratings are going to be. Like,
I think they're going to be strong.
For the Phillies.
Oh, like, yeah, locally. Yeah,
yeah, I feel like the regional markets are going to do really well.
Depending on if the team is popular or not, right?
Yeah, well, the first weekend I would feel like people are going to watch anyway. But, yeah, I'm interested to see where it goes.
All right. Well, I'm sure those numbers will come out at some point, but baseball ratings not great to start off the season. Also, a new part owner in the Kansas City Royals is one Pat Mahomes, Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
He has bought into the Royals. Did you see an amount, Jack? I mean, this is like a minor.
Yeah, because
no doubt it's a minor.
Because he's not really getting $500
million. Yeah, he doesn't have
any
money right now. Yes, he doesn't have money to buy into a team.
Probably put like $5 million in or something.
I guess.
Yeah, but when like
I think he only got a $10 million signing bonus this year.
Yeah, he's only making $10 million this year.
Well, only.
Well, I know. But you're talking about only
yeah,
made it yet.
Yeah, you're talking about owning a baseball team, yeah.
So there you go. So Pat Mahomes, the new.
Nice to have. It's nice. Wait, what happens when they get rid of him? He still owns part of the Royals.
I mean, he must really like Kansas City. I mean, if Bryce really loved Philly, maybe he could buy the Phillies.
Yeah, can Bryce buy the Phillies? You think that's possible?
And re-sign JT. Give JT whatever it takes.
Can he buy into
that?
It?
I think it's a great sign that Pat Mahomes wants to be a Kansas City for life. And quite frankly, it's what you would expect, but it doesn't necessarily have to end up that way. The Packers seemingly just drafted their replacement for Aaron Rodgers.
And Tom Brady just left the Patriots.
New England,
Montana left San Francisco.
Yeah, so I mean, people don't you don't necessarily finish where you started.
Brett Favre ended up going the two other spots.
Yes.
Donovan McNabb went to the Redskins.
And the Vikings. And the Vikings.
I don't even remember that.
Nick Vikings, Foles went to Kansas City, St. Louis, Jacksonville, Chicago.
L.A.
L.A.? All right, so who is Andy the Troll, Jack? What is this? What's going on here?
Sorry, I didn't change it. It's Andy in Deptford, but they call him Andy the Troll in the morning show.
So do we refer to him as Andy the Troll because he's known as Andy the Troll, or is that just like, is he a separate character on the morning show? I don't know, let's ask him. Andy, what's up? Andy in Deptford, what's going on?
Yo, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Yo.
What's up, Andy?
You know why they give me that name? I mean, coming from a man that biggest moments have been when you got McNabb booed. So, I mean, then you got Almore Game that gets paid for doing nothing, so I got to get on him. But as far as the Bronco goes, how is he not in the top 100? Are you kidding me? Two quarterbacks named so far ahead of him, Ryan Tannehill, he didn't even start 25% of the season. And Jimmy G, a guy in the playoffs, the coach didn't even trust to throw the ball. Are you kidding me? Then you got some other guys. J.J. Watt, he had 4 sacks last season.
Yeah.
Jadeveon Clowney.
Hold on. J.J. Watt had 4 sacks last year?
Jadeveon Clowney had 3.
Oh, my God.
Larry Fitzgerald's about 80 years old, and he had 75 catches. I love him, but he ain't no top 100 NFL player right now. Mm-hmm. Tyler Lockett, a wide receiver on a team that's a run-heavy team.
Right. I don't even know if he's their best receiver. What about DK Metcalf?
Exactly. DK Metcalf way better than him. You kidding me? You got Alvin Kamara. A guy didn't even play 900 yards, let alone 1,000 yards.
Yeah, you had down year.
Here's another one for you. Grady Garrett. Who the hell is he?
Who the hell is Grady Garrett?
Exactly.
Was he on Sanford and Son? Was that Grady's last name?
Looking at Darren Waller. Yeah, he had 1 year. I mean, he ain't above the Broncos.
He was great. Hold on, real quick. Darren Waller was great? No, it's a great story. His comeback. The Raiders didn't make the playoffs. What are you talking about? He's not one of the top 100 players in this league.
I didn't say he was, but he had a good year last year.
He was drafted like week 8 when he was available in fantasy leagues, and he could pick him up and start him. That's what he – come on, man. Darren Waller? Are you kidding me? I never even heard of that guy. Darren Waller.
Now, hold on.
I'll give you my top 5 quarterbacks because that one caller was not prepared.
He was not ready.
Prepared callers, okay? You always got to be ready. If you're ready, you stay ready, okay? My top 5, and I don't think this is debatable. Top 5, 1, Patty Mahomes, without a doubt. 2, Russell Wilson. 3, Lamar Jackson. 4, Deshaun Watson. And coming in at 5, that Bronco is bucking. You can make a case for A-Rod at 5, but A-Rod's been falling off the last couple years.
So, and he's 37.
And he's 37. Come on, man. I can't
hold on. But hang on. He was 13-3 last year.
Was he? Yeah, why'd they draft his replacement?
Yeah, but
that doesn't have anything to do with the list. Listen. I know you like your quarterback, but
Carson threw more touchdowns than he did, and he had better weapons.
Okay. What do you have, 25-4 last year?
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Okay, but like 13-3 matters, right? I mean, the record matters.
As a team record.
Plus what he's done and his reputation also matters too.
Yeah,
right?
But I'm not his reputation, his play, if you really watch football, John, the past couple years, his play has been declining.
Don't mention the fact that the Bronco went up to Lambeau and got a win.
I said that.
And got a win.
Andy, I forgot you're a high school football star, so I'm going to bow to you when it comes to football, all right? Hold on. Let me get down.
I know you didn't, so don't give me that crap.
No, I didn't.
The only helmet you probably ever wore was your bike helmet.
No, but don't call in and be like, well, if you really watch football, John, you know what you are? You're a dude that calls in, and I put you on the air because I like you, all right? Don't get too full of yourself. No, don't get too full of yourself, dude.
Wait a minute.
Don't get too full of yourself.
I'm
allowed to have an opinion about what I think, just like you do. And what you do with football doesn't make you any more right than me. All right, so get it straight.
Can I ask you this question?
Go ahead.
Did Aaron Rodgers play ball off in the last 3 seasons? It's a yes or no question.
Yes, it's false. He's probably not as good at age 34
okay,
as he is at age 37.
Yes. No question. Okay.
Yes.
When healthy, in the last 3 years, has the Broncos' play fell off?
Oh, when healthy, so it's qualified, right? So really, all I have to do is look to what year. Hang on, to what year? So what year can I look at? 2017 before he got hurt? Or late last year. So I can only choose from 17 or 19, part of 19, right?
No, I didn't.
He's saying in the games that he's playing.
I don't know, maybe the middle of last year, Andy? How'd he look in the middle of last year?
How'd he look in the last four games?
He looked very good. As I said, how did he look in the middle of the year?
He looked like he was struggling.
Okay, so there you go. You answered your own question.
I got an eagle for you, too, that's underrated.
Go ahead.
All right, but before I get to that, what about these 21 players that opted out? Is anyone concerned the way I'm feeling?
Yeah, I am.
Jesus, you got guys every day, more players opting out.
Yep.
You got Deontay Hightower. He's the captain of that defense, the signal caller. That team's going to suck.
Yeah, I think the number moved down a little bit because it wasn't just Hightower, Andy.
You got Hightower, you got Patrick Chung, you got the fullback.
They're starting right tackle.
And then you got another few cats on that squad.
All right, who's the player, Andy?
You know, my player, for 10-plus years, he's kept McNabb's blindside clean. You know, he's not at a position that doesn't get a lot of praise. He hardly ever missed any starts. How about my guy, Trey Thomas?
Now, we don't talk enough about Trey T, who I believe should be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. He and John Runyon. I'm imagining eventually we'll get to those guys being in there. But, I mean, you don't have bookend tackles the way you did for a decade. Runyon should have gone to more Pro Bowls than he actually was voted to because he wasn't necessarily popular with defensive players who are voting for offensive linemen. And I think Trey T, who went to 3 Pro Bowls, you could have made an argument that he probably deserved to go to another or two. So, to me, both of those guys should be in the Eagles Hall of Fame, and I can't wait until they decide to do it and put them in there together. That's my opinion.
It's a good idea.
Like, they played together all those years. They should go in there together. I hope that's what happens eventually. And we don't talk enough about Trey and how good of a player he was because Jason Peters came behind him, and obviously Jason Peters was a better player. Trey's play almost gets lost due to a Hall of Famer replacing him.
If he would have been followed by a couple of tackles that weren't very good, then we would have been like, oh, damn, Trey.
Dude, we still reminisce about players that played here 30 years ago because we haven't been able to replace them. So once you put another player in that position who supersedes the guy that played there before him, you all of a sudden –
it's easier to forget.
Well, you don't mention the other guy as much.
Well, maybe during Bury the Hatchet week, we can bring up putting John Runyon and Trey Thomas in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
You just keep going with this Bury the Hatchet
week. Well, when they bury the Phillies this season, that's what's going to end up happening. Because when you look at that team, right, we knew the great defense, we knew Donovan, but it was always the bookends, right? Like, it was always they filled in the gaps between the center and the guards, but it was always the two tackles that were always the constant there. And, yeah, I agree with you. No, Trey was always considered one of the top left tackles in football over the course of his career. Let's go to Sam in the Lehigh Valley. Sam, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How are you?
What's up, Sam?
Good. First of all, this Carson Wentz thing, the list, the top 100, it's criminal that Carson Wentz is not on this list.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if you guys listened to the last show where John brought up a bunch of stats. I can't really remember off the top of my head. It was like he went 58. On average, he goes like 58 games without throwing an interception or something like that. And then the fact that people are still talking about how he's injury prone. It is such a tired argument. Like, yeah, he missed a couple important games, but I think when Doug Peterson came on a couple weeks ago and said that he's only really missed 8 regular season games, I mean, like, people keep talking about how he's injury prone, and I just think that he is our guy. Like, I can't believe that we're still talking about this.
Yeah, and the guy got cheap shotted last year. He got knocked out of the playoff game because he got hit in the back of the head illegally.
Exactly. And I got a guy that we don't really talk about anymore. This is way early into my Eagles years. I'm 21 years old. How about, Mike, I think you're going to like this one. Stuart Bradley.
Oh,
Stu Bradley.
Now, Stu is a guy that I wish he could have stayed healthy. Yeah, Stu is a guy. I like Stu. as a linebacker. He was the only one of that group. Like Chris Gokong, I wasn't in on Chris Gokong. Stu Bradley was a very good player. He also couldn't stay healthy.
One of the biggest what ifs in Philly sports.
Yeah, and that's where
he too big?
No, he played linebacker. Too
no,
big.
I know, but it seemed like that whenever he got hit, he really got hit. You know, when Nick Foles takes a hit, it seems like when he takes a hit, it looks like it hurts more than the average person. I don't know. When I watched Stuart Bradley, he just seemed like that he was so damn big that he was easier it was easier for him to get hurt. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's the hitter. Yeah, he's the one supposed to be laying pain on everybody else. He's a guy, he's a classic example of not being able to reach his potential because of injuries.
Yep.
That's a classic example. And I think the Wentz thing is an old argument that people like to hang on to because there isn't very much that you can constantly complain about this guy with. Like, there isn't much there. So you have to sort of nitpick at certain things to try to point out flaws as to why he isn't this or he isn't that. But if I say, well, he put up better numbers than or comparable numbers to Deshaun Watson. Well, why is Deshaun Watson rated at number 5? Because he won a playoff game last year? He's torn his ACL. He's missed 9 games in a season. Mm. Why does everybody so readily put Deshaun Watson in the top 5?
I think that's a fair question.
So that's why you're going to have people say the guy is underrated, because based on other guys that people have in front of him, it doesn't make sense how you qualify it or validate it other than talking about Carson's injury history and the fact Nick Foles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean,
Like when you talk about Deshaun Watson, I don't hear these things.
Yeah,
when Deshaun Watson is discussed. He's had a major injury.
Yeah.
He's had a major injury. He's had better talent around him, right? At least he had a number one wide receiver. He had one of the best receivers in football.
Bad coaching, though.
If not the best receiver in football.
Terrible coaching.
If not the best receiver in football. I don't need excuses made for him. I'm just saying. Like, I don't bring up coaching for Carson Wentz. I don't bring that up. Doug's not – like, come on, man. I don't bring up coaching as a reason Carson Wentz doesn't excel. And Doug is the coach of the team. And people will tell you the team is underachieved. Well, did they underachieve because Doug's the coach or because of Carson?
Last year, not because of Carson.
All I'm saying is I don't bring up Doug as a reason why Carson isn't playing at a certain level. Other than the fact to say they need to change the offense to tailor more to his skill set.
His game. But the caller was whining that everybody always talks about the injury stuff and him being injury prone. First mm-hmm. of all, I didn't hear that today on the show. I know it's still out there.
Oh, you know people talk about it. But you know people talk about it.
He stayed healthy last year, and that was great.
Still doesn't stop people from talking about it.
Okay, because he's only 1 year removed from it. He has to do it again. Yeah, that's why people bring it up. But, I mean, we haven't talked about that today. Whining and complaining. No, they keep complaining about Carson. Well, Carson's the one that's been getting injured.
Carson's the one that's been getting
yes.
injured?
Yes. Well,
it's a football sport. It's football. You're going to get injured.
I get it. But to be like, oh, he's stuck with this label or whatever, until he stays healthy for more than a year, he is going to be stuck with that label.
Well, he's done that twice.
Yes, he has.
So, but he's still stuck with the label.
Well, it's 50% of his seasons, Ike. I mean, come on.
You said until he does it.
Yes.
But he's done it twice.
He has done it twice, right?
Yes.
Okay. And
so why do people still bring it up?
Because it's twice over the course of his career.
So what?
You don't shed the label being
injured. And I just said
Deshaun
Watson's injury doesn't get brought up.
Well, he was healthy the last 2 years. That's why.
He's only been in the league 3 years, hasn't he?
And he had an injury.
Oh, so
he got
to get healthy for 2 years, and then people won't bring it up.
For 2 straight years, I think that's the case.
Okay.
Well, but by the way, it was one injury. There wasn't a couple different injuries where he missed time.
Who?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh.
He tore his ligament. It wasn't various injuries like Carson.
Well, he probably didn't get rushed back like Carson did.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
215. And he probably got hurt earlier, so he probably missed half of the back half of the season.
He got injured in the 7th game of the season. So
right.
I don't know if that was week 8 or week 7 based on the bye, but he got injured in the 7th game. 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Coming up.
That's all we're saying is that we got a couple minutes. That's all we're saying is that why when this guy gets discussed, all the negatives get brought up. And we as Eagles fans or people here have to be labeled as homers when in reality we see him closer than anybody else does. Everybody else is just taking low-hanging fruit and running with it, and that's evident by these players voting. That's evident. These people aren't watching Carson Wentz play every week. They aren't watching Carson Wentz play every week. You know what he did against the guy who's the 46th best quarterback or the 46th best player in the league last year?
Mm-hmm.
With Scrubs? Oh, he only threw for 319 yards, 77% completion percentage, 108 quarterback rating. Like, that's what he did in the most important game last year for him to get into the playoffs. That's what he did.
No question.
With backup players, 31 for 40, 319 yards, 77.5% completion percentage. We're saying those type of things don't get celebrated enough. You even tongue-in-cheek a minute ago said the pass he was throwing to somebody else that accidentally hit Miles Sanders. That's the type of stuff. Instead of just saying, you know what? Man, it's only a couple quarterbacks can make that throw.
So that's what I should have – it was a great
throw.
That's
how you're even-handed and you give him his props.
Yeah,
like, you'll give him his praise for – like, we talk about the guy like he's some average to below-average guy that played over his skis a couple of years ago. That's not the real him. He's just an average quarterback. Like, that's how he gets discussed.
No, but I also don't have to go overboard and rank him ahead of Aaron Rodgers, who won 13 games last year, as a Hall of Famer and had a very good year himself. Like, I can look at
him – he didn't play like a Hall of Famer last year.
He had a pretty good year, didn't he?
Did he get blown out? In the championship game?
In the championship game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, in the championship game.
Yeah.
Right, after he won 13 games.
But did he win it or did the running game and the defense win it? I don't know. The team went out and drafted another guy to replace him eventually.
Yeah, that's it's irrelevant as far as I'm concerned. If you're doing a list and you're trying to put Aaron Rodgers and you want to put Carson Wentz ahead of him, okay. Then fine.
No, I'm just asking. Is it just the team's record why he's in front of him?
No, it's also 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and 13 wins.
But it is the record because I would imagine Carson's numbers are more impressive, especially considering what he had around him.
But his numbers are impressive. That's pretty clear. The numbers are impressive. They won 13 games. That's why Aaron Rodgers should continue to be where he is. 215-592-9494.
He also broke up with Danica.
Oh, I know he did.
Well, there's numbers, and then there are impressive numbers. Like, if you throw for 4,000 yards with average playmakers around you versus you throwing for 4,000 yards with a Pro Bowl receiver and a Pro Bowl running back, I mean...
No, I know there's always excuses. There's always excuses, I know, with Carson, I know.
That's an excuse?
Yes.
I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers.
No, but you're talking about Carson is what you're doing. You're not really talking about Aaron Rodgers. You're talking about Carson.
Because about the difference between a guy having to carry a team and a guy having a team that's built around him that it's a lot easier for him to do his job. That's what I'm talking about. So that's more impressive to me when you have to overcome more, when it's more difficult for you to accomplish the things you accomplish. A guy that has a stacked team around him that it's easy for him to move the ball and put up numbers and this and that and the other, that's less impressive to me than a guy who actually has to carry a team. That's all I'm saying.
Is Carson Wentz underrated?
That's all I'm saying.
215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. We'll get into more of this on the other side. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, summer is here, and I can't wait to get my hands on Tasty Cake's summer favorites. Now I'm talking about limited edition treats like Tasty Cake Orange Mini Donuts and Sweet Rolls. How about this? S'mores Candy Cakes and my personal favorite, Lemon Cheesecake Baked Pies. It doesn't get any more delicious than that. So do yourself a favor and head down to your nearest store to make happy happen with some delicious Tasty Cake treats. Follow Tasty Cake on Facebook and Instagram for more. Tasty Cakes makes happy happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.